calling me.
Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Good morning. Welcome. This is a beautiful sunny day in Florida. We are praising the Lord here. We come to give him glory. We come to honor our Lord, our King, our Shepherd. We come to say hallelujah to the great and mighty God. We come to say yes, Lord, yes to your will. Yes, Lord, yes to your way. Oh, yes, yesterday has come and gone. But today is the day to worship. Today is the day to honor. Today is the day to praise. Today is the day to glorify. Today is the day to magnify the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. We can run into it and be safe. Hallelujah. Lord, you are our safety in this dark world. You are our protection. You are our shepherd. 1,000 may fall at one side, 10,000 at the other, but no harm will come nigh our dwelling. What a great God you are. We come to dwell in the secret place with you, O God. We come to say hallelujah, hallelujah. We come to abide under the shadow of you, Almighty. We say, Lord, you are our refuge. Lord, you are our fortress. My God, we're trusting in you. We're trusting in you. We're not looking to the world's ways. We're not looking at what's going on. We believe your report. Your report is the report to look at. Hallelujah. We fasten our eyes on you. We fix our eyes on you. You are the God that loves us. You are the God that cares for us. You are the God that loves your people. Hallelujah. You are the God that judges. Oh, God, the great judge. Oh, God, who will judge your people at the right and appointed time. Now, thank you for mercy. Thank you for grace. Thank you for favor. Oh, Lord, we need you in this hour. We can't move without you. We can't breathe without you. We can't do anything without you, oh God. And Lord, we're so grateful. You made us in your holy image. What a great image you have. What a mighty God you are. Oh God, we are grateful that we could serve a God like you, the only true and living God, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. No God is greater. No God is holy like you. Holy is the way. Holy is the way that leadeth to righteousness. Holy is the way we give our bodies, oh God, as living sacrifices, holy, acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. We decided, Lord God, that we want to be transformed into the image of you, oh Lord Jesus. We want to be transformed. We want our minds renewed. In the name of Jesus, we call upon you this morning, Almighty God, Almighty Father. We call upon you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We call upon you, Holy Father. We call upon you, Almighty God. We call upon you this morning, O God. You are the lifter up of our heads. You are the God that loves us. You are the God that cares for us. You are the God that loves us so much, oh God, that you came, you bled, you died for us. Hallelujah, Jesus. What a mighty God you are. What an awesome King you are. Oh, you are a holy God, a righteous God. And we are thanking you today, Lord God, oh, that you're keeping your eyes on us and that your thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. What a mighty God you are. You're in Africa, you're in North America, you're in South America, you're in Europe, oh, you're in Eurasia, oh, God, you're everywhere, you're in Antarctica, oh, you're in every continent in this world. There's no place that you're not. We serve the great Lord God Almighty in the heavens, Almighty in the earth. You are ruler of the nations. Have your way in America. Have your way in us, oh, God. You are the great God. Nothing is impossible to you. You are your majesty. We call upon you today. have your way today like never before. Have your way. Lord, we are grateful, Lord, that you connected us, oh God, with you. You connected with us on Bible Storyland today. What a great God you are. Mighty, holy, righteous King are you. Hallelujah. Adonai, we call on you this morning. The great Lord God Almighty, we rejoice in you. We rejoice in you. We rejoice in you. We lay down every heavy burden, everything, oh God, we lay it down at your feet, and we rejoice in you today. We rejoice. We rejoice because we're allowed to serve a great God like you. We rejoice. We rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice. Rejoice, my people. Rejoice, my people. Rejoice, my people. I'm on the way back. Rejoice, my people, I'm on the way back. Rejoice, my people, I'm on the way back. Rejoice, my people, I'm on the way back. I'm coming back for a church that's without spot, without wrinkle. I'm cleaning you up. I'm preparing you for the great day, that great day when I will arrive. I'll call you up unto me. I will arrive. I will arrive at just the appointed time. Hallelujah, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it seems like. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. I'm coming back for a pure church. I'm coming back for a church whose garments are white as snow. I'm purifying you. I'm cleansing you. I'm sending fire out to purify you. You're in the furnace of the Lord. I'm purifying you. I'm cleansing you. I'm cleansing you of all unrighteousness. I'm preparing you for the day of my arrival. I'm preparing you for the day of my arrival. Don't be alarmed. I'll come by surprise. Be ready when I come. Be ready when I come. Be ready when I come. Prepare yourselves. Prepare yourselves. I'm on the way back. I'm on the way back. Prepare yourselves. Prepare yourselves. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. Rejoice. 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 I'm on the way back. Hallelujah. And I'm looking for a church who's ready. Who's ready. I'm on the way back. I'm on the way back. Hallelujah. I'm looking for a church that's without spot, without wrinkle, that's willing, willing, willing to be transformed, to be renewed in their minds. It's not business as usual. What you see in the world, don't worry about it. I'm in control. What you see on the news, don't worry about it. I'm in control. I'm ruler of the nations. I'm King of kings. I'm Almighty God. Everything is under control. I am ruler of the nations. Don't forget, I'm Lord God Almighty. I'm coming back. Don't be surprised at my arrival. Be ready when I come. Be ready when I call on your name. Be ready. I'm coming back. I'm coming back for those who are bending the knee, those who are calling on my name, those whose hearts I purified. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. Keep that in mind. And as you move forward every day, start to praise. Start to worship. Start to begin to say, Abba, Father, I wait on you. Abba, Father, purify me. Abba, Father, cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I'm coming back. I'm coming back for a church without spot, without wrinkle. Oh, be willing to be purified. Be willing to be purified. Be willing to be purified. You gotta do it my way, not your way. It's not business as usual. Pure religion, pure religion. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Hallelujah. Well, good morning again, and welcome to Bible Storyland. We thank the Lord God Almighty that He is great. He is a great God. Yeah, and He is coming back, so be prepared. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Oh, your kingdom come, your will be done. Let your kingdom advance and be established through the preaching, teaching, and healing. Let the gates of our lives and the city, where the cities where we live, be open. The King of Glory, for the King of Glory to come in. Lord, you reign. Lord, you reign. Oh, you are clothed with majesty and strength. Your throne is established of old. You are from everlasting. Lord, you are a great King above all gods. Let the heathen hear that the Lord reigns. Let the heathen hear that our God reigns. We honor you as our King, as Lord. Lord, you reign. Let the people tremble. Let the earth be moved. Lord, you reign. Lord, you have prepared your throne in heaven. Your kingdom rules over all. Let the men bless you, O Lord, in all places. O God of your dominion, have your way, Lord. Your dominion is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures throughout all generations. Let men speak of your kingdom and talk of your power. Let men know your mighty acts and your glorious majesty of your kingdom, O God. Let your kingdom come through deliverance, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the gospel of the kingdom be preached in our region with signs and wonders following. O God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we receive the kingdom because, oh, it is your good pleasure to give it to us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we look forward to your manifestation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the righteousness, peace, and joy of the kingdom be established in our lives, oh, God. We wait on you. Oh, God, let the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ. Let the saints possess the kingdom, overthrow the thrones of wickedness, preserve us unto your heavenly kingdom. Let the scepter of your kingdom be released. We seek the first kingdom of God. We seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things are added unto us. We seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things are added unto us. Break in pieces, O God, and consume every demonic kingdom that resists your dominion. Let all dominions serve and obey you, O Lord. Father, we are grateful this morning that we are allowed to serve the great Lord God Almighty in the heavens, Lord, great God Almighty in the earth. Hallelujah. And we thank you that you are on the way, on the way, on the way. Hallelujah. What a great God you are. Well, good morning again. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for each one of you being with us on Bible Storyland. Those who are listening by internet or other ways, we are grateful for you as well. It's a great day in Florida to serve the Lord. And I pray it's a great day for you to serve the Lord. He's coming back. Oh, yeah, He's coming back. And don't you know He loves us? Well, we have Karen Itell on with us this morning. She is going to play a song of praise, as it is God for praise this morning. So we are grateful for good morning, Karen.
All right, I'm going to play Rejoice, the Lord has come.
All right. Thank you. I learned a new way to ride. I'm cooking dinner, honey. after our children have asked us over and over to give them attention. It's not until we get a call from their teacher about a problem at school that we begin to pay attention to them. By then, it's usually negative attention in the form of scolding, fussing, nagging, or threatening. We warn them to behave. We forgot that they asked over and over and over and over for attention. Neglect. Neglect come in different forms. What is neglect? Neglect is failure to care for properly, the state of fact of being uncared for. The opposite of neglect is to regard, to praise, watchfulness, to attend, to look at, to pay attention to. When we value our children or anybody we value, we regard them. We give them praise. We say, oh, you're doing a good job, honey. I'm so proud of you. We attend to them. We pay attention to them. They are our children or our friends or our family. We value them. Value means great worth, something of great worth, something which is precious, very dear to us. We pay attention to what's valuable to us. What is important to us? God gave 10 commandments. And then he warned us, read. He warned us. So, you know, we got to pay attention. We can't not neglect God. We got to pay attention to him because he's talking. He's talking to us. We got to pay attention. We got to start listening. God is speaking to us all the time. But what frequency are you on? Are you listening on the frequency God is on? Are you listening to the frequency that the devil is on? Now, Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or likeness or anything that is in heaven or above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the sea. Thou shalt bow down thyself to them, not serve them. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, is a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto the thousands of them that love me and that keep my commandments. Isn't that awesome? All we got to do is love the Lord and obey him, keep his commandments. We must not have any other God but the true and living God, Abba Father. That's who we got. Yet we neglect our God. We say he's valuable to us. We say he's precious to us. We say you are our God. We say it with words. But our actions show different. We say, Lord, with our actions, we don't have time for you, Lord. We say that with our actions. We don't have time for you, Lord. But with our lips, we say, oh, God, I forgot. I was supposed to kneel this morning and pray. You know the scripture, the song. Did you stop to kneel to pray this morning? Did you spend one moment in prayer? Did you call on the Lord's name? Sometimes we say, Lord, I'm going to pray tonight when I get home. I'm going to pray in the car when I get in the car. And then when you get in the car, the phone rings. Oh, Lord, that's my best friend. I'm going to call on your name, Lord. And then we forget. We get all the way to work. And then we say, Lord, as soon as I get in my office, I'm going to lock my door and get on my knees. You get in there and the phone start ringing. You say, oh, that's my boss. Oh, I forgot I got a report that's due. And so we go on and on and on and on and on and on and on, forgetting. Forgetting the promise that we promised, Lord, we're going to come into your presence. We're going to sit at your feet. We're going to come into your presence, Lord. But we forget. We get distracted. And then, you know, we get back in the car on the way home, and we say, Lord, we're going to pray all the way home. And then the traffic is so heavy, we can't even concentrate. We say, oh, my God, there's an accident up here. And we just looking, and we driving slow. But yet, did you stop to pray today? Did you call on his name? So we miss opportunity to talk. Not only to talk, to listen. What's that in your ear? You driving, you know, you listening to praise music, and God trying to speak to you. You trying to do other things. You caught up in the traffic. That one pulled out in front of you, and you say, Lord, look at the traffic. I look. And you're talking to him in frustration. Don't you know God is a jealous God? And if we keep neglecting him, situations arise, and then we have a 911 prayer. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Lord, help me. How am I going to get out of this? We beg him. But it's a 9-1 situation. And then he backs up. And you say, Lord, where are you? I'm looking for you. I can't find you. And then he backs up some more because he's wooing you. Come on, my daughter. Come on, my son. Come on, my children. I'm waiting for you in the secret place. Time is a valuable resource. Procrastination and distraction causes us to lose precious time doing nothing about what is important. The Lord commanded us to love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. But we get distracted. Instead of in his face, I don't know about you, but I get on Facebook. Instead of his faith, electronic games. Instead of being in his faith, we do these games, criminal case, Candy Crush, Saga, whatever. iPad, computer, Flipgram. You know all of these things, these, you know, 20,000 of all of these. This is the year 20,000, and we are caught up in all kind of stuff. We are caught up in all kind of electrical stuff. And all we got to do is say, Abba, Father, and spend time with him. So, Father God, we just bind up every distraction, everything that's causing us to leave your presence, everything that's causing us to not to be in your presence. So God commanded us, the first commandment, you know it by heart, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy strength. When we neglect him, we sin. You know, it's easy to get in sin, but it's not easy to get out when we are disobedient. When we're called to love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength, so we got to get in his presence. We got to study his word. Those love letters he wrote to us, we got to get in them and say, oh, God, that's what you were telling me? I didn't even catch it because I was so distracted. So then we got to not only read his word, study his word, but then we got to listen to his voice. He's speaking to us. He calling your name. Are you listening? Are you listening when he calls your name? Begin to listen. Love is an action word. It calls for an action. We can't just do it with our lips. Oh, Lord, I love you so much. Oh, Lord, I just love you. Oh, Lord, I just praise. Oh, that's words. What's your action? Is your action lining up with your words? Love is an action word. It requires you to do something. Love is obedience. Are you obeying God? If you love me, he said, you keep my commandments. You remember that scripture? Yes. So love is obedience. Love is obedience. We got to obey God. We got to do what he's telling us to do. Obedience is the key. We got to love him with our whole heart. So it is time to praise the Lord like never before on Bible Storyland. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins with us. We're going to begin to praise our God daily with worship and praise and spending time in his presence and letting go of distractions that the devil sent to us. We're just going to start today. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing It is Joyful Praise Day. Well, good morning, Pastor Donna Hawkins. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great. How about you?
Amen. Is it warm?
I tell you what, you are full this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. We have enjoyed you.
Amen.
This weekend, my husband's having their family reunion, so we have a lot of family members here.
Amen.
Yeah, it's here in Paducah. We're hosting it here in Paducah, so we're here at the hotel with everybody else. We're right here in the middle of everything.
Y'all going to sing together?
I wish. Nobody's here with me except for my husband, and he could sing, but he's over here shaking his head. No. But listen to this. Last weekend we were in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We took our grandsons on vacation, and we had a wonderful time.
I saw those pictures.
Did you see them?
Yeah, I saw them. They were beautiful. I saw that handsome man of yours, that man of God that, you know, walked by your side. I saw his picture on there, too, a handsome picture. Oh, my God.
Well, all right, that's my man.
Yes, indeed.
Oh my God,
it gives us a good gift.
Well, listen to this. I'm not going to be able to stay on all morning. My church is having our family picnic this morning, too. So I'll be going to Macedonia for a picnic this morning and then coming back here for the other festivities with the family this afternoon. So keep us in prayer, okay?
All right.
My mom has had a good week. My mother-in-law has too, but we still desire your prayers.
Amen. You know I'm praying.
Thank you. And please keep the church in prayer.
All right.
This is Joyful Praise. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. I used to sing Will You Be Ready When the Master Comes? And when you first came on, the message that you were giving was sure enough telling us that we had better be ready because we know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. We just know that we should be ready. We've got to be ready. We don't have any choice. We've got to be ready. So I'm going to do a little bit of that song. Will you be ready when the Master comes? Don't you want to be in that number when Jesus comes? I will be ready when Jesus comes. I will be ready when the Master comes. Will you be ready when the Master comes? He's coming at a time when you least expect. You'd better get your house in order, for he's coming to take us home. I've got to be ready. I want to be ready. Will you be ready when the Master comes? Will you be ready when the Master comes? He's coming at a time when you least expect.
You better get your house in order, for he's coming to take us home. I've got to be ready. I want to be ready. Will you be ready when the Master comes? Don't you know that he's coming back again. He's coming back again to take the righteous away. I've got to be ready. I want to be ready. Will you be ready when the Master comes? Don't you know that he's coming back? He's coming back again to take the righteous away. I want to be ready. I've got to be ready. Will you be ready when the Master comes?
Amen.
Amen. Woo! Will you be ready when the Father comes? Will you be ready when the Lord comes? Because he's coming again. Ooh, that was an awesome song. I've never heard it before, but I love it. Will you
be ready?
Well,
bless your heart. Listen to this. We had a community choir here called the Inspirational Voices, and we recorded that on an album. It's not an original song by us, but I did the lead on that in an album that we recorded way back in the 80s. So I'll have to get a copy of that and send it to you so you can hear what we did.
All right. I love that. Oh, my God. That's
yes,
awesome.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I love you, Minister G.
Love you, too. Thank you so
God
much.
Bless you.
God bless you, too. Have
Thank
a great
you.
Day.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Well, we are continuing in praise this morning. Jacksonville, Florida, Jackie Travis is on with us, her cousin. That's Minister Donna Hawkins' cousin. She's in Paducah, and Jackie is in Jacksonville. That city for Jesus, Jacksonville. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister G.
How are you?
615. Elizabeth and Lou came in last night from Cincinnati, Ohio, 83 and 94. We've been on the radio since 9 o'clock, but I didn't press the 1. We were just listening, but we didn't press the, to get in. But we are on now. So
amen.
I'm going to have to wait. I have nothing. We have to go. We ain't got no 20. I'm going to sing a little later because I'm having a little something here with Aunt Lou.
All
yeah,
right,
at the grocery store. Okay, thank you, and I'll sing in a few minutes, okay?
All right, babe.
Thanks.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we thank God for the people of God. You know, it's nobody like our God. Nobody like our King. He loves us. Oh, my God. That great love, what great love the Father have for us. And you know what? He ain't say, if you desire to love me back, you can. No, no, no. He commanded. He commanded us. He commanded us to love him. So we got to love him. Well, we have Karen Itell still on with us from Houston. Karen, would you play another song of praise? Tell me what the name of it is. Karen,
I will do it. Yes, ma'am. All right. Let's see. Let's do What a Mighty God We Serve.
Amen. I love that.
Do what?
What a Mighty God We Serve.
All right. Thank you.
a mighty God we serve. He is so mighty. And, you know, he's mightier than I ever thought he was. Each and every day I realize he's mightier than I thought he was yesterday. I mean, you know, you could be in some situations. And that's how God show how mighty he is. When you face different trials, you realize that we serve Almighty God.
I agree.
We serve a God who is nobody like him. Nobody can even compare to how great our God is. He's mighty in the heavens, mighty in the earth, and he's in every nation. He's not just in North America where we live. He's in South America, Africa, Asia. Oh, he's all over. Antarctica, Australia. He's everywhere. And you know what? What he wants from us? Obedience. You know, we used to doing things our way, but no, the Lord wants us to do them his way. But we have to be trained his way. We don't automatically know his way or even want to do it. We think we were born, you know, down here just to do whatever we want. And we feel like getting up, going to a movie, we just feel like, oh, yeah, I could do that. And we feel like, you know, we want to just lay around, sleep all day. Oh, yeah, I could do that. And you know what? The Lord sometimes he'll say, get up, go to the store. And you go like, something's telling me to go to the store, but I'm going to sleep. We ignore him. We neglect him. He's speaking to us. Sometimes you may have in your spirit that you want to do certain things. And sometimes God will speak to your spirit, your inner man, and you just ignore it. You say, I thought I was supposed to go down that street, but I'm going down this street. And then you go down that street, and they got 24 policemen, all got people on the ground. And he was warning you, don't go that way. But do we listen? No, we got to learn to hear his voice. We didn't come here automatically knowing it. We have to be taught. So sometimes, you know, when you're going through the fire, you say, ouch, Lord, this hurts. But it's for your good. He's making everything for your good so you could be saved when he comes. And, you know, obedience is the key. We don't get to do what we want to do. Deuteronomy 26:16 says, this is the day the Lord God has commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thine heart, with all thy soul. That's wholehearted. Wholehearted obedience is required. And what's the price of success? You want to be successful? This is how you do it. Joshua told us in Joshua 1:8. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written there in it. For then, listen to this, then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. But first we got to, you know, meditate on the word, read the word, study the word, keep the word in mind 24/7, all our waking hours, keep the word in mind. Even when you go to sleep, you can have the word in your heart. And that's when you're going to make your way prosperous and have good success. Lord, I need to get there. I need to be prosperous and successful, Lord. And you know, sacrifice. It's better. Obedience is better than sacrifice. 1 Samuel 15:22, it says, and Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken. Hearken means to obey, to listen to do what it says, than the fat of rams. And then, you know, this secures entrance into the kingdom of God. When you obey, your entrance into the kingdom is secure. Matthew 7:21 tells us, not everyone that said to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father in heaven. We talk about obey. You know, you could say, Lord, Lord, you could call on him 24/7. But if you're not doing his will, you're in trouble. If I'm not doing his will, I'm in trouble. Obedience is the key. And, you know, it's imperative that we do the duty that God sent us here to do. He sent us here on a mission. We didn't come. something to do our own thing. No, we didn't. We think that. Acts 5:29. Then Peter said, and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. You know, sometimes some people tell you to do things, and we say, oh, yeah, that sounds like God. But it's not. So we got to stay tuned into God so we'll know what his will is. We got to stay tuned into God so we'll know what to do. We'll know exactly what to do when it's time. You know, God sometimes puts stuff in your spirit, and you go like, ooh, what does that mean, Lord? Well, we got to call on him and ask him. We got to call on him. We got to ask him, Lord, what does this mean? Lord, what does that mean? And when we call on him, he's going to let us know. He's going to let us know what to do. So our speaker was on a few minutes ago, but I know they got cut off. So let me call our speaker back and see what's going on. They must have got cut off. So it's just about time for our speaker to come on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is praying time. We are praying, we are praying, we are praying, we are praying, we are praying. So I thank the Lord for what he's doing. God is doing great things in us when we just surrender, submit to his will. We're waiting for you. I know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing on Bible Storyland. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We sometimes struggle with obedience, Lord. We struggle with obeying our parents. We struggle with obeying those in authority, the teachers, the pastors, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers. We struggle with obedience. But, Lord, let us not struggle, but let us learn to just obey you, to do what you ask us to do. Let us do those things that are pleasing and acceptable to you. No matter what age we are, Lord God, we must obey you. Even the little ones, you know, when they're taught, they come of a certain age, they know right from wrong. They have to obey you as well. So we are thanking you today, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your name. We praise you, O God. We honor you today, Lord God. We just thank you that we can call your name because you are a mighty God. You are the Almighty Father. And we wait on you, Lord Jesus. We wait on you. We wait on you today, Lord Jesus. Wait on you. Our speaker is back. Our speaker this morning is 11 years old. He lives in Jacksonville, Florida, and he loves the Lord. He has three other brothers. Two of them have spoken on Bible Storyland. One spoke last week, one last month. And, you know, I want to encourage our speaker today to do the word of the Lord. Titus, we got a little bit of noise in the background. If you could kind of move away from the noise, we appreciate it. Titus 2, 6 through 8 says, young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. That means to be wise. In all things, show yourself a pattern of good works. In doctrine, showing uncorruptibleness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he is of the commandment, so that he would not be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. So we're ready for our speaker this morning. Good morning, Samuel.
Good morning.
Is that noise behind you, Samuel?
No, ma'am. I'm doing something for my church.
Oh, okay. Okay. I know I hear some noise behind you. All right, you ready for the word? All right, go ahead.
The word is in Revelation. Is Revelation because to me this is why I like the Bible because Revelation teaches me about everybody well for those who don't do good and for those who do bad have a consequence and that's fair to me because I be doing good and bad most of the time and I know that every time when somebody do bad, everybody has an individual book, and then it's Revelation. I forgot the numbers, but I know it's Revelation 5:22. Those whose name is not in the Bible will be cast in the lake of fire. I think that's right because they had enough time to start a new chapter, but they didn't want to start a new chapter. So it's actually to be to blame and for them to also have another, then they will get cast in in the lake of fire, and then 4,000 years. In fact, and that is my word for today. But also, what I was saying was that even though when somebody has something to do with it, like you have a new chapter in your life, like you were having each other in your life and you have something to work with and you need help, just pray and ask God. That's it.
All right. Well, I thank God for the word. He's warning us. His message went right along with what the Lord was saying to us this morning about be ready when the Lord comes. We are to be ready when the Lord comes. So I thank God, you know, he's preparing us in Revelation 21, verse 8. Let me read it to you. Revelation 21, verse 8 says, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire with fire and brimstone, which the second death. So we got to be ready when the Lord comes. We got to depart from wickedness and run into the Lord's presence. So I thank the Lord this morning for what he's doing in each one of us. The Lord loves us, and he definitely wants us to love him back. He's commanded us to do that. So that's what we have to do. So I thank the Lord this morning for Samuel. Let me pray for you, Samuel, before you go. What you having at your church, Samuel?
I'm serving for the homeless kids.
For the homeless?
That's what I'm doing. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Amen. Well, Father God, I lift up your servant Samuel and his brothers, Ardell, Zachariah, and Caleb. I thank you for what you're doing in the Bailey boys, Lord God. I thank you for the word that you put in him to bring forth this morning to warn us about your coming, to warn us to be obedient, to warn us to get it right with you, to warn us to stay on the wall. So, Father, we thank you for this young man who is willing and obedient to bring forth your word. So we thank you for all that you're doing in the Bailey boys. We thank you for Samuel. Give him a special blessing today, Lord God. And even as he knows what pure religion is, to visit the fatherless, the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Lord, he knows it in action. He may not know the scripture, but he knows it in action. So we're grateful, Lord God, for what you're doing in Samuel's life. We bless and honor you. We thank you, Lord. Keep them safe. Keep them protected. Keep them under the shadow of your almighty wings. We thank you that nothing by any means will harm them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Samuel. I love you so much.
Love you too, Sister Jean.
All right. Samuel and his brothers. God is doing so much in their lives. And they are boys on the battlefield for the Lord. So they're out there with their church. I thank the Lord. So this morning, it's a great day, you know, to worship the Lord. And, you know, it's salvation time. Those people who are not saved in this hour, it's time to be saved. If anyone on here is not saved, we'll walk you through the plan of salvation. Just press 1. All right. So, salvation time. And the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, on the third day you will be saved. So, and God, once you're saved, you cannot go backwards. You must move forward. Moving backward is called backsliding, getting mud all over you, getting stains on your garments that God is wanting to clean up for you. So God's calling all the prodigal sons and daughters to come, to come, to come. So this morning we are so grateful that we could call on his name, that we could say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Well, it's testimony time. But before testimony, Jackie Travis came back on. She's going to be singing. You ready, Jackie?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. What are you going to sing this morning?
Walk with me, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Okay. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Well, while I'm on this long-needed journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. Well, while I'm on this long-needed journey, I want Jesus to hold my hand. Be my friend, Lord. Please be my friend. Be my friend, Lord. Please be my friend. Well, while I'm on this long-needed journey, oh Lord, I want Jesus to be my friend. You walk with my mother. Please walk with me. You walk with my mother. Please walk with me. Well, while I'm on this Lord O'Teeter's journey, I want Jesus to walk with me.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Beautiful, beautiful.
Amen.
While we're on this journey, and it is a journey.
Amen.
Jesus to walk with us, talk with us, he'll lead us in the journey of life all the way back to him. He'll lead us. So we just got to walk with the Lord. Bible story land. We got to walk with the Lord daily. And, you know, we call on him. Walk with us, Lord. Talk with us, Lord. Be a lamp and a light to our pathway. We need you like never before, Father. We need you in this hour. So it's testimony time. Anybody have a quick testimony? All right. Oh, nobody has a testimony this morning. They're not giving one. Press one. I won't know it unless you press one. Press one if you have a testimony this morning. Anybody got a testimony? Okay, wait, hold on. Victoria Glenn, good morning.
Good morning, Sister G. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You got a testimony this morning?
Oh, yes, I'm living. I'm alive. That's the best
Hallelujah.
Testimony. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
God
you
is
for life.
I know. We thank him for life every day. He's a good God.
Yes, he is.
Yes. And he's doing great things for us.
Yes,
all right, we got
is.
Minister Ernestine and her husband on this morning. Y'all have a testimony, Minister Ernestine and Minister John?
Well, Minister John is doing my break pads, but I've been, so I'm on.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Fine. Just blessed and highly favored. I just want to give the honor to God. And as you were talking about obedience and being obedient to the Spirit, last night I saw that there was a church program. I said, well, I was going to ask my husband if he want to go. And when I just mentioned to him, he really didn't say anything. And I was, took out my cheesecake. And I was, you know how you got to let it defrost just a little bit. It was right at the point of me to eat. And I heard by the Spirit, I reminded you to go to the church tonight. And all of a sudden, I was like, I looked at the cheesecake, and I heard the voice. I said, oh, my God. And so then all of a sudden, my husband said, what happened? Because you know how I can go on food. And he said, what's the Lord saying? He said, we got to go to church. But I thank God for the spirit of obedience. And that's what Jesus is talking about. It comes to the hour in which church, some people just want to have programs, but God is calling us to minister and to set his children free. And like how you said, it's a part of about being obedient to the Spirit of God, because he told me to go, but if I didn't go, the person who needed deliverance would not have gotten deliverance. And I just want to give God the glory, because like I told the person last night, I said, I was minding my own business in my house, but God saw favor for you that I could not stay in my house. I had to come to this church tonight because he wanted to do a work for you. And so many people don't know that God, the love of God to that level, and even for the person who called the minister, they don't know the obedience to God to that level. And I just want to thank God and praise God that he found favor in me, that he knew he can speak to me. And I would go. And I thank God for all that he did, because it was not I, but it's by his Spirit that he moved on last night. And I just want to thank, like I said, I just want to thank and give God all the glory for all the things that he does.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that testimony. That was awesome. Right in line with what we're talking about today, obeying God. That's important. You know, sometimes we just shrug it off. We say, I heard something tell me, You know, I thought that thought. No, that wasn't you. It was the Lord speaking to you. Sister Victoria, you have anything else you want to say this morning? Victoria, you
I'm
still
here.
There?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
You have anything you want to say this morning?
No, ma'am, not at the moment.
All righty. I saw you on Facebook yesterday, but I think I came on there when you were going off. So
My phone it kept freezing.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying it, but it kept freezing.
So I can come on when you're on.
Yes, ma'am.
I enjoyed what I heard, though. It was good. Amen. Praying time. It's prayer time. We are ready to pray. We got Prophetess Ernestine on to pray, and Sister Victoria, Minister Victoria. We got prayer people on this morning. So the rest of you, press 1. Anybody who have a prayer request, press 1, and we will make sure your prayer request be heard. Prayer this morning. Anybody need prayer? Press 1. We're going to be praying for Pastor Donna Hawkins, Mother Newsom, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, and her family, and anything else.
Pray for me.
All right.
You got me?
You got me?
My friend of me? Yes, ma'am. What's your aunt's name?
Aunt Elizabeth and Aunt Lou. They're from
Lou.
Cincinnati.
Okay.
You got Aunt Valerie and all them, right? All my aunties and all my paces and clients. Reverend Huggins. Don't forget about Reverend.
Okay.
Aunt Lou out for the season of Huggins.
Okay. Aunt Lou and who's the other lady?
Aunt Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Okay. Aunt Elizabeth. Aunt Elizabeth. Okay.
Greetings.
Right.
Yes. Hold on, Karen.
This is my baby, Janae.
I'm sorry, your daughter?
Special prayer for Janae. Yes, special prayer for Janae. I'm done. Thank you.
Okay, Janae.
And, and Sister Corrine Brown.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She needs it.
All right. Okay, Karen, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. I'm using a different phone, but anyhow, I want to let you know. We need to pray for the Black Lives Matter thing that's going on. We need to pray that God does it away and does the right thing for all the races. Amen.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to pray for. Human life matters. That's what matters. Not just black life. Human life matters. People don't realize the importance. Life is a gift. So we're going to pray for human life that matters. I know they have that group called Black Lives Matter, but every life matters to God. He put us here on the earth with his spirit in us, and they all matter. Every life matters to the Lord. So thank you, Karen. Anybody else? All right. So we're going to pray. You ready, Victoria? Victoria,
yep,
you going to help us?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Can you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins? Her mother has been on a bed of affliction for a while. Her name is Mother Newsom, Mother Hawkins, and the missionary, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, where Pastor Donna is the pastor. So if you could cover those, I appreciate it.
Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, for the petitions that we lift up to you, Father. Father, I lift up, Lord God, Mother Newsom. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, for her life. Father, I thank you for angelic assistance. I thank you, Lord God, for being her healer. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, you know what's going on, God. God, you know all things. You're God and knows all things. So, Father, I thank you for your healing virtue that will touch, Lord God, Mother Hawkins from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, every tissue, every ligament, every organ. Lord God, we say let revival begin to take place, Lord God, in her body in the name of Jesus. Father, everything that's malfunctioning, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for divine intervention now. God, that you are moving now. Yet as we're speaking, God, you are moving now upon this family. Lord God, even as we are lifting up her daughter, Lord God, Donna Hawkins, God, I thank you, Lord God, for what you already done in her, what you're about to do
through her and for her in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, for the peace of God, the rest of the Lord, the counsel of the Lord resting upon her head, God. God, I thank you, Lord God, for the gifts that you have given her, God, that is stirring up even the more. God, I just thank you right now that even weapons were formed, but they will not prosper against your elect in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that this is an hour, this is a time that you are called to go into the deeper things in you, a new prophetic anointing, Lord God, and a vision, Lord God, that will come forth and cause many, Lord God, to come out of being. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you caused her to be like Deborah. You caused her to be the one that was standing in the way and fight. God, I thank you for a governmental anointing that's upon her life, God, to train, to teach, Lord God, the people, the difference in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just bless her right now. We just thank you, Lord God, for the things, Lord God, that you allow her, God, to begin to partake of in Jesus' mighty name. New vision, God, a new sight, God, a new way of doing things, a new way of seeing things that will be abnormal to some, but it'll be a normal to you in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you that you even now stir up the gifts, Lord God, on the inward part like never before in Jesus' name. God, we break every arrow that's been shot against the woman of God right now in the name of Jesus, and we turn every curse into a blessing in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord God, for the Macedonian, Lord God, church, God. We pray right now blessings upon the church, Father. God, I thank you that this is an hour and this is a season, God, that you are causing them to come back, God. Come back, God. Come back, God, to what you have called, God, the house to be, Father. God, I thank you for a fear of the Lord that will rest upon this church house like never before in the name of Jesus. God, we bind a religion and tradition, and we thank you, Lord God, for God ordained. Lord God, we thank you for the constitution of the written word, God, coming alive, God. We bind our religious traditions, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And God, I just thank you right now for the church house coming equipped, Lord God, for the edification of the body of Christ, Lord God, coming back to you. God, I thank you, Lord God, for a time of redoing it, that you're going to redo, you're going to restore, you're going to make whole again in the name of Jesus. Where there's been lies and deception, God, you're bringing freedom and liberty in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father God, we lift up the house before you, Father. You say a house divided cannot stand. So, Father God, we come up against, Lord God, anything that will cause separation and division in the house in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you right now that you are touching every leader in the house, Father. Lord God, that you are visiting, this is an hour and this is the time that you are visiting the leadership in the house, Father, in Jesus' name. And everything that's not like you has to go. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this ministry right now, and I just thank you right now for reformation. God, I thank you that you're bringing reconciliation back unto you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we bless your name for this now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. All right. Thank you, Prophetess Victoria. We have Prophetess Ernestine Lawson on with us as well. Prophetess Ernestine, can you pray for Jackie Travis? She takes care of the elderly, her patients, if you could pray for them. If you could pray for her Aunt Lou, Aunt Elizabeth, Pastor Huggins, and her daughter Janae. And if you could touch, also pray for Corrine Brown. She's in the Congress here, but she lives in Jackson. She's going through a dilemma. She's in the fire, but thank God he's with her.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank and we praise you. We just give you glory, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for all things said and done. And, Lord God, you said, Lord, we should have ministries of health, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the ministry of health by Sister Jackie Travis, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that as she, Lord God, ministers to the elderly, oh God, you even said in your word in the New Testament, you set aside, oh God, a group of men, oh God, that their total purpose was the care of the elderly, God. You, I know it's going to be prayed later, you said all life matters, not, and you said it's not because of our age, oh God. But, Lord God, you wanted the elderly to be cared for. You wanted the children to be cared for. You wanted people to be protected. You wanted them to be food. You called us to close the hungry and feed the naked, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for those persons, oh God, like Sister Jackie, oh God, who serves you, that are the instrument of you, oh God, that, Lord God, that is ministering to the sick and the shedding, oh God. God, we come against every form of disease and things that are wrapping the body, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you declared, oh God, that we should age, oh God, but we can age gracefully, oh God. We can age in the strength of the Lord, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that for the long life, oh God, you declare and decree that we should have long life. And you said that the children, oh God, should honor their mother and their father, so their life would be long upon the land. I know that the generations, two generations before us, they have total respect for their parents and their grandparents. And Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you've given them long life. And I thank you, Lord God, that you have given them, Lord, caretakers after your own heart, oh God, that will minister unto them, Lord God. And Lord, I lift up Sister Janae to you, God. Oh God, the children, oh God. And not just her, but every child, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, that we will learn from our ancestors, oh God. We'll learn how to honor, hallelujah, how to respect, oh God, how to reverence, oh God, first you, Father, that we'll give you all the honor and glory that's due unto you, oh God. That, Lord God, as Jesus said, he takes no credit of himself, that we will give all glory and honor to you. So I lift up the children to you, Lord God, that first they will honor you, oh God, and that they will worship you, and they acknowledge you, Lord God, as David did, oh God. He said, Lord God, as he sought seek your face, oh God, that he didn't look only upon himself, oh God. Then, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that the spirit of respect and honor, oh God, not just for the children, oh God. Oh God, that, Lord God, that those, Lord God, that I'm called to pray for Sister Elizabeth and Auntie Lou and Auntie Elizabeth, oh God. We pray for health and strength, oh God. We pray for renewed mind, oh God, renewed purpose, oh God. You say, Lord God, you restore our youth like an eagle, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, that the eagle, Lord God, although it soars high, but when it feels it can't go and don't have the strength to do what it does, and God will stop plucking out the wings of the feathers that's causing drag. Oh, God, tear off us, oh, God. Anything that's dragging us down, oh, God, tear off us, oh, God. Anything that's holding us back, oh, God. And, Lord, strengthen us, God. Gird our loins out with truth, oh, God, that we may walk in the fullness of you, oh, God. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for the blessing of Abraham, oh, God, that should rain upon the children of Elizabeth and Lou, oh God. Oh God, let your glory be revealed in their life, oh God. We come against every form of disease or anything that will attach itself to the body. Oh God, because you said you died, oh God, for our sickness and disease. You were abused and whipped and beaten, oh God. Oh God, so that we, Lord God, will not one fair, will not be in sickness and not have disease, oh God. And Lord God, I lift up Deuteronomy, oh God.
Hello? You faded out, Prophetess Ernestine. Okay, we can't hear anymore. Hello? Okay, her phone must have faded out. Are you back, Prophetess Ernestine? Can't hear her right now. Okay. All right, Sister Victoria, can you pray for Human Life Matters and Bible Storyland? Victoria? Hello? Can anybody hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, Victoria, can you pray for Human Life Matters and Bible Storyland?
Yes, ma'am. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you will give all life, Father. Every life does matter, Father. So we break, God, that spirit of racism right now in the name of Jesus. And God, the only color you see is the blood. So Father God, we just thank you right now for healing. That you will heal our land, God. Lord God, so many people are coming up with different kind of slangs that were used against the whites and that were used against the blacks and that were used, Lord God, against this nation. But God, we say, Lord God, you called us to pray for all things. So right now we are praying, Lord God, that every life does matter, no matter what has taken place in the last couple of months, Father. We call on God of Shaphat, the God
Lord God, that judges, we say call forth the judge. God, we thank you for the gavel in your hand, and you are saying order in the house. So, God, I thank you that you're bringing order, Lord God, in America. You're bringing order, Father God, in our judicial system. You're bringing order in the church house. You're bringing order to this nation. In Jesus' mighty name. God, we thank you for the words that has been spoken out, God, that, Lord God, there will be unusual deaths. But, God, I just pray right now, even as, Lord God, unusual deaths are even taking place all around the nation and even in different countries, Father. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for Psalms 91 being our portion. And, God, we just pray right now for every state and city in this nation, God. And, God, we just pray right now that you will raise up a people with a voice, God, that will, Lord God, to say we shall have peace, Lord God, in our nation. And we shall have peace, Lord God, in our city. So, Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord God, for the cries of the intercessors being raised up, Lord. Leaders that you are raising up, Lord God, in this hour, Lord God, that will speak a word that will call for healing in our land in Jesus' name. And, Father, we thank you right now for Bible story land, God. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for the words that will go forth, Father, from every city and state in this nation, God. That will cause many to be healed, delivered, and set free. Father, we look at the visionary on this line, God, and we thank you, Lord God, for Carice and Gatlin, that you remember every good thing that she has done, Father, from day one. Father, we thank you for the increase that will come financially, spiritually, God, and natural increase that will come, Father. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let strength be renewed to that which she has poured out, God. We ask that you fill her afresh in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, for every person, God, Lord God, that has come on from every city, state in this nation, God, that their lives have been touched. And even those that come to listen, and even those that will listen, Lord God, they will go back and hear the replay. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for reconciliation, God, restoration for family members and church members, Lord God. God, we thank you for the miracles of testimonies of all kinds, God, because they heard, they believe the word in the name of Jesus. So we bless Bible Story Land, Father, because you thank you, Lord God, that the word, Lord God, never returns unto you, Lord. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for the increase that has just now come unto Bible Story Land. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. All right, is there anyone that have any special requests? Any special requests? Press 1 if you haven't already. I'm sorry, someone's talking. I can't understand you. Hello? It's not coming through. I hear somebody trying to talk, but it's not coming through. You may want to hang up and call back in because we've got a bad connection, whoever that is trying to talk. I see Mother Irma on here this morning. Thank God for Mother Irma being on with us. Mother Irma, you have anything you want to add this morning?
Oh, I just thank the Lord for making some of it. I had company earlier, but I thank the Lord that what I heard was so good, and you're doing a wonderful thing. God bless you.
God bless
your children's line, and I just thank you.
Yeah, Samuel spoke this morning. Samuel Bailey, one of the Bailey boys.
That's, and I missed that. Oh, is it that way I can hear it later?
Yes, ma'am. I'll call you later and tell you.
Okay, great. Thank you. God
if
bless
forget,
you.
If I forget, please call me and remind me, Mother.
Okay, I sure will.
All right, well, it's closing time on Bible Story Land. Anybody have anything they want to add? We're about ready to get off. I thank God for each of you. You mean so much to me. I just love you all. I thank God for putting y'all in my mind. And I am grateful. It is closing time. God loves, he wants to spend time with us. You know, when the Most High God wants to spend time with us, that's honor. That is an honor when the Most High God is calling you in the spirit. He don't even have to call your name, but because of his love, He's bidding us, come. He got a whole feast for us. You know, he fills our cup full, overflowing. He's such a great father and an awesome king. And he loves us. He just wants us to love him back. That's what he wants. He wants us to love him. So I thank God for all that he's done. And you know what? He wants us to love one another. Sometimes we say, oh, yeah, we love you, God. Our brother, our sister. But Lord, he wants us to love him. He commanded it. And he also commanded that we love each other. So, you know, we got to love one another. What a privilege. What an honor it is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we can't just, you know, I love him, but I don't love her. We got to love everybody.
Amen. We got to love everybody. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Next Saturday is Children's Day. We're going to have another Bailey Boys Children's Day.
Oh, wonderful.
Saturday, come on, live next week, 9 a.m., 1-619-789-4313, and listen to the word of God that will go forth by another Bailey boy. So I thank God for
wonderful.
You. And I look forward to speaking to you next week. Have an awesome day. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. A God-filled year. Don't forget to praise the Lord every day. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Be blessed. I love y'all. Good morning. Thank you.